Hello, and thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. And welcome to episode 5 of season 2 here on Weekend Warriors Hockey. Remember, if you have any show topic ideas or any feedback, please email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and joining me at the moment is the Chief Executive Warrior, Rick Parisi. And Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you doing today, Austin?
I'm great. Thanks. And thanks for being with me this morning. I'd like to talk about my experience. For those listeners who didn't know, I went to the Atlanta camp this past weekend. So that was the late April, early May 2021 camp. And I just kind of want to talk about my experience this weekend. We're hoping Coach Rob's able to join us in a few minutes, as he was the head coach for this trip. Unfortunately, Rick was unable to join us, and we all missed him collectively and I think individually. So there were quite a few people, Rick, that did say they missed seeing you there. So
I missed being there too. It's the camp experience is always fun, you know, hanging out with the guys and watching you guys out there and, you know, having a few beers with you afterwards. So
I'll be there next year. Right on. So, we definitely missed you. There's an element of energy Rick brings if you haven't met him before. And certainly an element, too, I would add, you know, an element of professionalism that's very much, appreciated by the campers. So not that we didn't get that at all, but it's just, you know, Rick is Rick and you can't replace him. So
thanks, Austin.
You bet. I'm hoping to do a couple of episodes about the Atlanta camp. So if you're listening out there, just kind of bear with us as we kind of go through this. Kind of the idea is, this is my third camp. So I kind of wanted to give my perspective, fresh perspective after having come back from camp just a few days ago, get a new camper, someone who has been playing hockey for a while and maybe is trying to unlearn some things or is learning some new stuff they didn't know about before in hockey. And then maybe even almost new to hockey player who's come to the camp and maybe get their idea as someone who's never really played a lot. Plus they've never really been taught a lot. And then to cap this, kind of 2 to 3 part series, maybe 4 part series off would be to get, one of the new coaches who we did have a new coach, Coach Ray, who's actually still playing professionally, down with the Macon, SPHL team. Hopefully get him on and kind of give his perspective of having coached adults in the manner that Weekend Warriors does, just kind of get his perspective, for the first time he came down and kind of got thrown into it, voluntarily. And he was awesome. So I definitely want to get him on if we can. So that's kind of what I'd like to lay out. And for this episode, it's just kind of going to be my thoughts as I went into this. And then, hopefully Rick can provide some context where necessary. And if Coach Rob's able to hop on with us, he was the head coach for the camp. So just kind of to lay this out there again, this was my third week in Warriors camp in 4 years. I went in 2018 and 19, didn't have camp last year. And then I came back in 2021. So I've been through this before. I kind of knew exactly what to expect. And it went very similarly to what I had seen before, which is good because my overall camp experiences have always been awesome. So I was also able to bring a friend with me, and he was able to come up and he had a great time. And that's one of the guests I'm hoping to get on as well. So if you're out there listening, share it with some of the people you play hockey with. You never know who's going to want to hop in a car and head to a camp with you. So, so we had... Overall, I think about 21. Rick, you might know the numbers, even though you weren't there. I think we had about 21 skaters, maybe 22.
23, actually, 23. With the last edition. Okay. 23 skaters and 5 goalies.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So we started, interesting story. We started on Thursday night, must have been 11 on 11. So 2 different teams, if you will. And then we did add somebody on Friday morning, if I recall, Friday afternoon. Who kind of came to the rink, said, okay, I can't go out there and play this pickup that was going on when we weren't on the ice. And somebody mentioned the camp. Next thing you know, this nice young man is joining us in camp.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
Yeah, he had called me up and Rob told him to give me a call and I called me up and we got him signed up and he joined mid-camp. So we've had people sign up late, but that's probably the latest.
Yeah, and he was very excited. And I won't lie, by the end of the camp, you know, he's a very new skater. He was skating backwards. He was doing backwards C cuts and things like that. And it was awesome to see somebody who was that interested in playing, and really soaking it up as best as he could. So So yeah, and then five goalies. So 23 players by the end of the day and five goalies. So, and I think, Rick, that would be not a big camp, but not a small camp either, right? It's about medium size.
Okay. Yep. Kind of 30 is kind of a typical number, you know? So,
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So maybe a little bit smaller, but so we had three skating coaches, Coach Keith and Coach Ray joined Coach Rob on the ice. And Rob was a real trooper the whole time. You know, he's coming off, if those listeners weren't aware, he's coming off a broken leg, and he was doing a lot of administrative stuff, plus trying to teach us some things. But he was lucky to be able to rely on Coach Keith and Coach Ray to help demonstrate stuff. But Rob was on the ice whenever everybody else was. He was on there, and you could tell there were some moments that were uncomfortable for him. So he was it was really cool to see him out there giving as much as we were given. So. And Coach Ian was the coach for the goalies. And Ian has been on, if you're a goalie out there, has been on an episode in the past, and hope to get him on in the future as well. So camp overall, we go by the normal schedule, you know, work on skating the first night, very basic skating stuff. But we did have several new skaters, about 3 to 5, somewhere in there, of folks who were new to the game, varying ages, probably late 20s, early 30s, and even into 50s and things like that, just people who came to hockey later. And you could tell they improved a great deal by the time camp ended. So I think, you know, I know that was a question, or that was something that was raised to me while I was there, was I think some people who were a little bit uneasy that they were so new to the game that they'd get left behind. And I don't think they did. Rick, did you hear anything from the new skaters where they felt they got left behind, or do you have
any? No, not at all. I have gotten a lot of feedback. Probably, you know, we do that post camp evaluation, and I probably received, I don't know, 9 or 10 of them at this point, and all really positive. You know, I sense, just not being there, but I sense just from reading these things, just there was a lot of excitement from, you know, both the new players that were new to hockey, as well as, you know, the ones that were just new to camp and, you know, had been playing for a while. Like, they really enjoyed the experience and got a lot out of it. So yeah, it was kind of rewarding to read those, even though I couldn't have been there.
Yeah. And then I don't want this at all to be taken the wrong way, but of the three camps I've been to in Atlanta, I would say overall the skill level was a little lower than the combined camps of the previous two that I've been to. And that's not saying anything other than that's just the mix of people that were there. But I did notice, I think, that this camp and the players that were there got better, if you will, were able to master some things that in a faster way than the other two camps did. I just thought the level of play by the end was a little bit better than perhaps we had before. And I don't know if there's any correlation or any causation or whatever. It just was interesting to see.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as the, you know, the level of the players at camp, it's funny because it does vary from camp to camp. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we, you know, at the beginning of the camp, we're doing a lot of skating stuff, and the coaches are evaluating, like, hey, you know, how good are these guys, and what, where can we take them? And then of course you do have that phenomena where you have, you know, especially newer guys, especially if they're, you know, on the younger side, which I should explain for Weekend Warriors doesn't mean, it probably means 30s, not 16. It means 30s, as younger guys, you know, that can, you know, especially if they're athletic, like they're athletes, and, you know, they just, you know, have never played hockey, and it's like, oh, that's how you do that. And they just start doing it. And it kind of pisses me off because I've been playing this game for a long time. And, you know, within a year or two, they're better than I am because they are so athletic and young and, you know, can do all that stuff. So anyway, that's my 2 cents on that.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. It is frustrating when people pick up stuff better than me too. So, but you know, of those, you know, 3 to 5, kind of newer skaters, there were a couple that were literally like within the first month of playing, and they were able to keep up with everybody else. So if you're a listener out there and you're kind of on the fence about whether to come or not, the camp is for you. It doesn't matter where you are in your development in hockey. You can learn some stuff, you know, I mean, I truly believe that. So don't let that be something that keeps you from coming, is that you've just bought your equipment, you're breaking in your skates, if you will, you've only been out to a couple sticks and pucks or things like that. Give Rick a call, shoot him an email. He'll help walk you through it and make you feel like you're going to be okay. And then you'll get to camp and you will be okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, every camp we have, you know, there's novice players, you know, not always like, you know, never you know, playing a month, but there's always novice players. And then there's always guys that have been playing for 20 years or more. And there's all in between. And one of the, I'm sure at camp, Rob, you know, broke you guys down into to three groups. And so you had like a novice group, an intermediate group, and a more advanced group for a lot of the drills. And that allows you to kind of hone your focus, you know, so you can step it up a little bit for the guys that have been playing for a while and can do all that stuff. And then for the guys who are true novices, you dumb it down a little bit and just get them working on the basics.
Yeah, so that definitely seemed to work. So that strategy does work. So and even though my third time going, and even though I played hockey for 10 plus years now, off and on, if you will, I'm still learning new things. There were a couple of aha moments for me. I plan on integrating into my own skills development. And I think everybody out there, you know, Rick might have the feedback, but I think probably everybody had an aha moment or two as they went out there. And we did, you know, three camps run kind of basically the same way, but different drills, different ways of teaching it, whether it's Coach Ray or Coach Keith or Coach Rob, trying to get, you know, there was always, as they were watching you do stuff, they were trying to think of the best way to explain it. Because, like, for instance, we were doing some stuff where we're just working on our strides and our C cuts and everything like that. And we kind of got to the point where we were good and we were able to skate a little faster and a little faster. And then they threw arms in. And it was like, it was like we had never walked in our life, much less skated. Our arms were all over the place. They were going with the wrong leg and we were swinging. It was a total disaster. And they just kind of like, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, let's go back to square one. Let's work on our arm swing and stuff like that. So it does happen. And sometimes your brain does get disconnected, but they were excellent at being able to do that as well. So one thing I will say again, having been three times, there's still a lot of information. If you're new to hockey or you're new to instruction, you are going to get instructed on a lot of stuff. And that's just the nature of trying to, over a 4-day camp, I think, trying to get a value for people. And I think, you know, part of the philosophy is to expose you to the right way to do things and then allow you to go back and work on those. But it is still a lot of information. There's stuff, you know, I'd forgotten for sure previously that we got taught again, and I'm trying to better take it, internalize it, if you will, and work on it. And that's not only from skating, but from chalk talks and from other stuff like that. So, but I think that's why going back again, if you can, if you've already gone once and you're kind of on the fence about going again, I definitely would recommend doing that, because you will pick up some new stuff. So. And Rick, does the feedback generally say the same thing, that guys who are camp returnees tend to still pick up new stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of a comment I hear from the guys that have come multiple times, right? Some guys even come twice a year. They'll say, you know, I learn, you know, I pick up one or two things that, you know, from every camp that, you know, make it worth it. And, you know, in addition to the fun and everything that they're having and, you know, the training and all that, it's like, oh yeah, you know, I learned these two new things that I didn't learn previously. So, and you know, that's makes it fun for them. And, you know, obviously the learning experience getting better is, you know, what everybody's coming for.
And, it was really awesome to have everybody that was at the camp had a great attitude. Nobody got torqued off about anything. Nobody got in any fights.
And so we happened once in the Weekend Warriors history. We had a fight on the ice during a scrimmage long time ago back in Toronto, but
it all makes sense now. So no, just kidding. But yeah, so I think everybody had fun. I had fun from my perspective. Maybe Rick's going to get some feedback that they didn't, but it sort of looked like everybody had fun. So
yeah, no, like I said, very, very good feedback so far. So I'm very pleased.
Good. Yeah. So, and that's kind of my takeaway of the camp, going a third time, still learning stuff, having a good time. The drills are great. The working on the individual stuff, fundamentally, supporting each other. I mean, I'm kind of a vocal guy sometimes when I get out there, and I will encourage other players, maybe not in the way all the time that I should, but I try to, you know. But it was a lot of fun. And, you know, more than that, I definitely took away some stuff. Did not enjoy the 7-hour drive up and the 7-hour drive back, but, that's the price you pay for it. So, Rick, anything you wanted to maybe highlight, if you had, from feedback for the Atlanta camp,
You know, so one thing I'll say is I was looking at the signups for next year, and we've already got 5 people that have signed up for next year. And I think 4 of them were people that were at the Atlanta camp, and one of them was somebody who heard about it from one of his buddies. So that was good. That was kind of cool. Yeah. That's obviously good feedback. I am just sending out a newsletter that I wrote yesterday. I can probably read you some quotes from that. So one of the players said, "I learned more this weekend than I would have ever learned just jumping into a rec league back home." And that was Andrew, who was a true novice coming in. Another player, Charlie, who's a goalie, also fairly novice. He said, "This camp has completely changed the way I approach the game, and I will cherish the improvements it has made to the way I play." Chris said, "You can tell they genuinely love," he's talking about the coaches here, "you can tell they genuinely love the game and they love sharing the knowledge. And it didn't matter if we were beer leaguers." And that's something, you know, I hear that a lot with about the coaches. The players are surprised at the fact that, you know, these coaches who are accustomed to teaching high level players, whether it's, you know, college or professional or whatever level, they're used to coaching high level people. And then they come in with a, you know, weekend warriors group, which is a bunch of beer league guys, and they still, you know, want to coach them and are interested in helping them. And they're kind of surprised by it. But, you know, to me, the dynamic and to the coaches is like, look at, as you know, weekend warriors come in, you know, they paid for camp, means they want to be there, right? They're asking good questions, and then they're listening to what the coaches say. So it's a really good synergy where the, you know, the coaches enjoy it as much as the players do.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see it too. That's for sure.
And then, Douglas, wrote, "Overall, the experience was amazing and I learned a ton. As an adult, it's hard to find a place to teach hockey with just drills and hockey awareness like this. I am definitely coming back." And he is coming back because he's already signed up. He's one of the guys. And then, I had one guy write a letter, and I don't have permission necessary. I didn't ask permission to, you know, share it. So I won't give you a name. So I'll just, you know, tell you what he wrote.
Okay.
He's probably fine with it, but I just, you know, I usually like to ask permission. We asked that on the post-camp evaluations. Anyway, this was a letter, just an email he wrote. It says, "You run an awesome camp. I had a great experience in Atlanta. The coaches were awesome and the instruction was exceptional. I've only been at this for a month and it is really embarrassing how bad I am at this sport. That being said, your team worked tirelessly to make everyone feel great about their effort and progress. Rob does an incredible job organizing the weekend and setting the tone. He kept everyone upbeat and the good vibes flowing throughout, in addition to the incredible amount of knowledge he shared with us. Keith was fantastic and your new coach Ray was really spectacular. The way they taught the group and were invested in the success of each player was nothing short of inspiring. You've built a really impressive business and the culture you've instilled is a real marker for how good it is. Having coaches who truly care about the outcome and experience of a bunch of middle-aged idiots made the weekend worth it all." So
we could have just read that quote and saved everything I talked about earlier. So that summed it up. So,
I mean, when I get stuff like that, you know, for me, from a personal standpoint, that's, you know, you talk about job satisfaction. Like to me, that's, you know, that's all I need. I get one of those a year and I'm over the moon. So it just makes me feel like, makes me happy. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. So, and, yeah. And then, but life moves on. So, you got some camps coming up, don't you, Rick?
Yes, we do. I am currently scrambling and doing everything I can to get ready for our Lake Tahoe camp. Actually, we're in pretty good shape for that, but we have, it's our biggest camp of the year. It's usually a double camp and it is this year. So it's 67 people. It's split between 2 separate camp groups. And when we do that, one of the advantages we get to, you know, break things down by ability. So we have a novice/intermediate group, and then we have an intermediate/advanced group. And of course we still break them down by ability within those groups at camp, just like we would in any other camp. But anyway, so that's this, coming up, this coming Thursday, a week from today. We're recording this on Thursday, May 6th. So that would be May 13th that we start in Lake Tahoe. That's the only destination we have been at every single year in our 19-year history. I remember the first year we went, I think we had 13 players. And at the end of camp, we were sitting outside one of these burger joint in South Lake Tahoe. And Coach Rob said, "We're coming back here again." And I looked at him like, "Well, we need a few more people." He says, "No, we're coming back here again." Yeah. Well, that was prophetic because we've been there every year. Even last year during COVID, we had to move it to the fall. We were there in September. That's next weekend. Then we got a couple weeks off. Then we got a camp in Buffalo. That's been every year since 2004, but not last year. And then we go to Boston in our Boston area camp, which used to be kind of one in the southern suburbs. We've now actually relocated to Cape Cod. We're at Gallo Arena. Yeah, fancy schmancy, right? Cool destination. A bunch of the guys that have been coming to that camp for a few years are from the Cape, and they kind of hooked me up with a rink there. And so I'm kind of excited to have a new home in the, you know, New England area, we'll call it. Cause I know if you start calling it Boston, it's, you know, it's a little bit outside of Boston.
Yeah.
So that one. And then at the end of June, we're in Vail, and that camp is just about sold out. So, you know, that's one of my favorite camps of the year.
One of the more famous ones that everybody talks about. So, the Lake Tahoe and the Vail one tends to be a favorite of everybody's, it seems like. So,
well, they're not bad destinations.
Yeah. So awesome. Well, we'll keep rolling it. So two down and whatever it is,
12 to go.
12 to go. Two down and 12 to go. Yep. So, it's good. Keep fingers crossed. As far as all the other stuff with everything else going on in the world, the camp at Atlanta was great. There were no hiccups or anything like that, at least from the player's perspective of anything else going on. So, it was awesome. So, okay. Well, Rick, that kind of covered the stuff I wanted to cover today. And as I mentioned, to the audience out there, we're going to try and do a couple part, two, three, four part series, kind of deep dive into Atlanta only because it's fresh in a few people's minds. And then of course, because Rob and I were able to be there to experience it. So hopefully that'll come to fruition, and we hope everybody did enjoy this episode. We do hope that if you do have any ideas for topics, or if you have any just questions, seriously, any question will do, just go ahead and contact us, email Rick at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. Go on Facebook, like the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy page and leave a question there if you would like. And again, please share us with friends and leave 5-star reviews, especially for things like Apple Podcast. And, you know, until next time, I hope everybody who just went to the Atlanta camp gets back on the ice real quickly and keeps working on these skills. And then everybody else out there also takes the time to improve on your skills. So thanks again for listening, everybody.